Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Sophia just got a sneeze out.
Guess what we've just had for breakfast? I'm absolutely stuffed.
A delicious bowl of warm, hot porridge.
That pot of porridge we've just had.
With a squirt of honey.
Mm-hmm.
No banana. I would have liked banana and a generous heaping of honey.
Honey.
For me, I like a lot of honey.
I quite like it when you get the Pret honey and they give you those snap. And you can pour because she
I've never had
the woman who
see.
Made it for us. She poured the honey as she mixed in the porridge.
Yes.
Whereas I kind of want the honey on the top so I can really taste it and then mix it in
love,
as I go.
Exactly, we love the flavor of honey, but it's a great sweetener,
really great in your coffee and your drinks.
I was saying this in the vlog, but my preference of porridge is a cube of dark chocolate on the top. That baby just melts, okay, as you're eating.
Who eats porridge here? Put your hands up.
Yes, I know, it's delicious. I hear you, I see you. Put the cube of chocolate on the top. Wow, what an experience to be had.
See, it's like a dessert. I haven't done that before.
It's amazing. Like, just do it with a regular piece of chocolate, Sophie. You don't have to do it with a bit of dark. 80%. I know you get scared of the dark.
90%.
95% cacao. Lint. But you could do it with a bit of Cadbury.
Yeah.
And it just melts.
I know.
Oh, my God. And then it's like pure chocolate. Mm. Oh, look, a little dollop of Nutella. Fuck it.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck. That'd be a
jar
treat.
Last night. We've got none left.
Fuck.
There's only a bit left, but I've ate that whole jar.
Good for you, Sophia. Good for you.
You know when a jar of Nutella is empty and you realise I've actually ate that whole thing?
Fuck. But you think that's probably took about 6 months.
I don't think it has.
God, but isn't Nutella one of the greatest pleasures of the world?
And we deprived ourselves of that for years.
When we were vegan.
Right? We were vegan from the age of roughly... 16 to 21.
Oh my God, and 22. Also the turmoil my mother was in when I wanted to be vegan at 16. She thought I was gonna die.
I remember.
She thought I was gonna shrivel and die.
I remember.
That woman was so concerned for
my
health.
She was very concerned about you at
and
that
I was
time.
Like, veganism is the healthiest it's the healthiest diet you can ever have, Angie.
She would scream and shout.
Oh my God, she was so stressed. She literally thought we were going to die. But
so we deprived ourselves of Nutella for a long time.
But to be fair to the vegans, there's good alternatives on the vegan spectrum for the Nutella.
Vego.
There is. And I've had another good one.
Chocolate haze. But they just don't hit the same.
They don't hit the same. They don't have as much
Once
sugar.
Once you've been vegan for a while, you think it tastes the same.
Yes, that's the thing.
And then you just have a dabble and you're like, whoa.
Our taste buds
were limitless and your brain just goes zoom.
Yeah. Our taste buds were so altered.
We thought like nutritional yeast was what cheese tasted like. And you have a bit of Cathedral City and you're like, oh my God, we've been in the dark for a long time.
Nutritional yeast did not taste like cheese, but truly, I would put it on my pasta
and
in heaping.
Like, cheesy pasta.
Cheesy pasta.
Looks like fish food.
But it's because we would never cheat on the vegan.
No.
So, like, fair.
Listen, this is not us hating on vegan diet at all.
No. Vegan diet is the best way to be.
It is the best way to be. And we loved it for a lot of time.
And I think some days we are like full vegan all day. Like, I think we just aren't the label it. God, this has become a vegan podcast. We're going to start calling it the two vegans.
In the bathroom. We were really passionate about our vegan diets.
We were. And I do, like, I love having my vegan days.
Yeah.
I think just do whatever makes you happy. Mm. And that's,
I feel like what works for us is just kind of getting rid of the label.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Because then it's like, you know, even just for the, like, even my dad says this. He's like, you know, I've really lowered my like red meat consumption. Like, I'm trying to eat less. Right. Like, he's not going to call himself a vegetarian.
Right.
But he eats significantly less meat than he used to.
Right.
And I think it's just like one day a week you cut out what blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Like, I think it's realizing also that you don't need a meat in every meal. Yes. Like, in every dinner.
Yeah.
Because I think chickpeas will suffice.
A lentil, a legume.
Because my mum, every meal, like, it had to have a meat in it. Like, or a fish, or a meat.
That's what they teach you in school. That was the food chart. It was a meat, veg, and a carb.
Yeah.
Well, it was a protein, veg, and a carb.
Yeah.
And the protein, you know, it could just be a cup of chickpeas. Yeah, that just could be a raw cup of chickpeas straight from the can.
But you do you, guys.
Yeah. Mean Sophia really pioneered the vegan movement on YouTube.
Honestly.
No, we
were vegan when no one else was vegan.
We actually
we would go to restaurants and go against the grain. Be like, what do you eat?
We really went against the grain.
But the problem was we didn't do the veganism right.
We had a lot of delicious food. We gravitated
towards the beige carbohydrates.
Yeah.
I had pasta, jacket potatoes, jam and pitta.
Oh my God, jam and pitta. How much nutrients is in
just
that meal?
Like a lot. We just didn't do it to the most nutritional. Yeah.
But we were young.
We were crazy. We were wild and free.
I appreciate vegans so much.
Absolutely.
And I feel like, honestly, one day I'll probably, you know, I can see it in my future.
Mm.
Meat, never in our future. We don't eat meat.
Don't eat meat.
God, this fish is really a...
How we got here.
Vegan confidential. We dabble in a bit of cheese and fish and eggs.
How we got here.
But I will never touch meat.
Not going back to meat.
No, it makes me ill. Mm. Eating flesh. Sorry, meat eaters.
Sorry.
God, this is
don't judge.
This has got a bit...
It's gone a bit too far. Let's circle back to the girls' bathroom, shall we, guys? Happy Wednesday.
Listen,
you're
it's
back
good
in the safe place.
Some people probably didn't know about that about us.
True. Fun
you know,
fact.
I think it's fun facts all round. So,
baby. Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Question of the week.
Question of the week is...
This week.
We just felt like being a little bit nosy.
This is a this is actually a good discussion to be had, I feel like.
And we just wanted to know, to be honest.
Yeah,
How many relationships have you had?
Yeah, like, what is the average? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't think we don't know what the average
are
is.
Are we below average?
I think we are. I do. I think we were late bloomers.
So we've got, how many relationships have you had?
All right.
0 to 3 or 4+.
All right. Okay. Let me predict.
I think you're going to be really surprised here.
Really? Is the majority 4+?
Is that what you think?
I'm thinking, yeah, I think the majority is 4+.
92%.
Whoa. What's going on here?
0 to 3.
Stop. Whoa.
0 to 3.
Whoa.
And only 4+. Nope. 8% is for four.
Whoa, I thought it'd be more 50-50.
I thought way more would be four plus, to be honest.
Shit.
I'm going to see if any of you have responded
but
to this.
But then I suppose that is just like relationships. You know, I was seeing a guy for 8 months and he didn't make me his girlfriend.
Right. But
you know what
for
I mean?
Me looking at you, I class that as a relationship.
Right.
Oh my God.
See, I wouldn't.
Why?
Because it wasn't.
But it was. You weren't officially girlfriend and boyfriend.
Right.
But
so you would class that a relationship.
I would class it as a situationship.
Yeah.
Like I would class it as a significant point in time.
Yeah, it was a significant pivotal moment.
Like it was 8 months.
Life. Yeah, it was quite a long time.
Yeah. I wouldn't say like, oh yeah, that was your boyfriend, but I would be like, oh yeah, that guy you were seeing.
Yeah, for
that
a while.
That is a form of a relationship.
Right. Okay. So in
this
that
girl
case,
said it. She said, any relationships under 18, I've literally written off as not a
right.
relationship
Got
because
it.
You're babies.
Yeah.
I know there are some people who would disagree, but for me, I only count my adult relationships. Is that strange?
No, I don't think that's strange. I think, no, because it's an adult relationship.
But then some people do have really serious relationships when they're 16.
Right, like my sister.
Yeah.
Like
this girl said, just got into my first relationship last week.
Oh, God,
I'm 19.
Girl, good luck.
My first serious relationship.
Oh, God, good luck to you. Been there, done that.
Good luck. You're in for a ride. You're in for a ride. In my first relationship at the age of 19, and when I say this boy was worth the wait, I mean it. We've been together for 6 months now, and I've never been treated so well by anyone, and I've never heard of my friends being treated this well. I'm so happy this boy deserves the world.
Is this the 19-year-old?
This is another 19-year-old.
You 19-year-olds are really out there falling in love,
really out there. Currently in my fourth, I'm almost 27.
Good for
and
you.
For the first time, I feel like I'm with someone who actually treats me right and is hubby material.
Good for you. Amazing. Hubby material.
Because I always thought we were... Yeah, I thought... Well, I don't know. I guess I thought
we'd
have...
Well, myself and Sophia are in the majority.
Yeah, we are.
So I don't know why we thought... Four plus
two,
would be the majority.
Two official serious right. relationships. There's been situationships
could,
and things along the way,
I
like at
probably,
school when we were single,
yeah.
but actual boyfriend, girlfriend, meet my mum and dad type of stuff.
Yeah.
Two.
But technically, if we're counting others, I could probably say four.
Maybe six.
We could say about 12 or 13. Yeah, a lot of boys fall in love with me, and I just have to
just heartbreakers out here.
Just have to bat them away. Minus Fear's issue is we don't like breaking hearts.
We don't like breaking hearts
because we're such romantics that in the early days it was very hard to. Well, it's just a sad realization.
It's a very sad realization
when you realize that something's not right. But
that you thought was.
I think the issue is that I think the issue is you build some things up in your head to be something that they're not a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Like you paint a picture of someone in your head of something you want them to be like, and then the realization of them not actually fulfilling your hopes and dreams is very devastating.
Mm.
I think that's what almost breaks your heart more.
Well, it's because I think we and a lot of other people, you see people's potential.
And we're such optimists.
Yeah, and it's like, you've got the potential here to be like this
right.
has got the potential to be a great relationship.
Right.
But it's like, but if it's not happening, it's not happening.
If the reality in front of you isn't
matching up to what the picture you've painted in your head, then...
It's probably time to walk off the scene.
But they do say
shall I Google what's the average
I've heard before, but Chintzy's gonna Google it,
yeah,
that they say that often your third relationship is the one.
Really? Right.
That's
so
typically what they say.
Okay, I've Googled average amount of relationships before marriage.
Okay, let's see.
The study revealed that men we've not thought about this one.
What the boys are doing.
Yeah, what the boys are doing. Okay. So this study revealed that men will have 6 relationships, 2 of which will last more than a year, while women will have 5.
Oh.
All right, that can't be accurate. Sorry.
According to our poll, that doesn't match up.
Not according to
our poll. Survey says no.
Yeah. Survey says the average is 0 to 2, babes. Mm.
0 to 3.
Imagine there was a study. A study shown across
the girls' pathway.
A study.
92% of women have 0 to 3.
A study partaken as a part of Cynthia's Bayless Zillow and Sophia Tux's experiment with their viewers of the girls' bathroom. Okay. This is so it was a study of 2,000 adults.
Okay.
This is a long article.
Let's get to the numbers. Let's get to the figures. Well, from what, while Chintzy reads that, what I feel like I've read in the past is your first relationship is like the young love,
yes.
like you fall hard and fast. It's
yeah.
you're swept away. You get heartbroken.
Yeah.
Second relationship is the rebound off of that.
Right.
Then the third relationship is the one. That's
right.
what I've read in the past somewhere.
Right. This is literally called weddingstats.org.
Okay.
And this article
it.
Is called Average Number of Relationships Before Marriage in 2022 by Carl Smith.
Okay,
All
Carl
right?
Smith. Welcome to the girls' bathroom. Carl
said, Carl. Carl said average number of relationships before marriage is somewhere between 3 and 5. That's all, Carlos. That's.
I would like to know the difference between the male numbers and the female numbers.
Well, I think on the other one it was saying generally men is more. Which is interesting. Now, why is that, hey?
That is interesting.
Let's dissect the science. I think men just obviously have more mating partners, generally
less
speaking.
Less choosy, less picky? In general, obviously generally
speaking.
Wouldn't
that mean they're more choosy, more picky, because they're going through relationships?
But they're less about who they get. They're like, yeah, but girlfriend. Right. They're more impulsive. Girlfriend.
From my experience of some men in general is they can move on very quickly. Like for some girls, I think it's like, right now it's like, I'm going to take a year. You know, to process this. Mm-hmm. You know, and for men, I don't really generally see
that.
Then be like, okay, so I'm going to take a year.
Just to be by myself for a sec.
I generally see like a, more of like a rapid, like, who's next? Like more of a frantic energy about who they're going to meet next. I don't know.
Not dealing
with things
head on.
But that's obviously generalizing.
Yeah, of course.
Interesting. So, look, listen, in Minor Sophia's future, there's a potential for up to 5 relationships before we settle down.
There's 3 more people, potentially.
Jesus
Christ.
That's
a lot more single
Brian
files.
One, Brian 2 and Brian 3. Line up. No, but as it stands, we're only at 2.
We're only at 2 so far, but, you know, we're only 23.
I'm 25, babe.
That's the reality, isn't it?
I'm 25. Mum got so angry at me the other day when I said I'm 25. She's like, why are you aging yourself? Stop aging yourself.
You are. We've said this before. Off. So Chintzy is 24, right? Her birthday's in September. Since
25th.
Since January this year, she's been saying, I'm 25. I'm like, babe, you've just turned 24. So now it feels like she's been 25 for ages when she's not even there
True.
Yet.
True.
For the whole past 8 months.
I think I'm softening the blow for
you've
myself.
You've referred to yourself as 25 when you're actually 24.
Yeah, I think I'm just suffering
so
the blow for myself.
So I agree with Angie
myself.
There.
She got very heated.
Yeah, me and Angie stand together on that one. Baby. Okay.
Hit us with the first dilemma.
Let's go talk, guys.
Let's get into it.
My best friend keeps bringing different Tinder dates to our plans without asking.
Okay.
Where's this going? Hi, my best friend keeps bringing different Tinder dates to our plans. Me and my best friend, let's call her Sarah, have been friends for over 4 years.
Okay, Sarah.
I know she's been struggling with finding someone since her last boyfriend and dating has always been a topic we talk about frequently. Mm-hmm. She doesn't ask me beforehand if she could invite a date to our friend dates, but they always show up.
Okay.
Without her asking me if it's okay or saying that she's made plans with someone else.
Right.
It's always someone she hasn't met before, so it's always a first date.
Right.
And always in the middle of us having a good conversation, literally a guy just walks in and turns into a really awkward silence.
Right. Listen, once or twice, it's funny. Oh, ha, 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 ha. You know, oh my God. You know, hi, Ben.
I forgot to tell you Ben's been on his way for the past 30 minutes. It's weird.
Right. But a repeated behavior.
Most of the time, the date is equally confused as I am.
Oh,
and the three of us are just sitting in silence because she isn't even really talking to the guy.
What? What? How bizarre.
And then she's saying, sometimes she even gets annoyed at me for asking him questions like his name and his work. She doesn't want to leave
and wants me to stay
in this weird triangle.
So it's like, you're not even letting me talk to her, Sarah. Right? You're not even letting me talk to Brian, all right?
I've told Sarah that I don't like it when we have plans and then her dates show up.
It's rude.
Think it's awkward. It's obviously unscheduled. It just feels weird to me. But this has turned into a regular thing. Am I being selfish for wanting to hang out with my friend, just the two of us, like we've made plans?
Right.
Should I bring up the conversation again about the Tinder dates? How should I explain my feelings? What are your opinions on this topic?
I wonder what the thought process Sarah's going through in this. Because she knows when it's happened before, it's awkward. And you've got into a bit of a disagreement with your best friend saying, why are you asking him questions?
Right.
Right. And you're not letting her leave.
You've brought him to.
I'm going to be like, oh, so Brian, where are you from?
Right.
Oh, you went to... Oh, so what are you studying?
Mm.
Oh.
I mean, I totally, like, get, like, say if me and Chintz were hanging out, right? I've been speaking to this guy.
Right.
It's like, look, he's in the city. He's going to come and meet us for a quick coffee. Look, just gauge him real quick.
I think it's about open communication.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, he's literally 5 minutes away. Should I just tell him to swing by?
Yeah.
And you can meet him. That's chill.
That's fine.
Both parties are fucking consenting.
Yeah. Not like we're just sat here having a drink. Right. And then Chintzy goes, oh, yeah, this is...
Or I'm like, isn't that the guy? That? And you're like, oh, yeah, hi.
We're over here.
Fucking awkward.
It is a bit awkward.
But then, because the thing is like, if it was me and I'm introing a guy and a friend, I'm going to be very conscious of wanting to keep the conversation going.
Right, because you're the host.
Yeah, because I've hosted.
You're the glue here.
I've brought everyone in this situation. Mm. Therefore, I'm going to make sure everyone's having a good time, that I'm chatting, everyone's chatting, and we're all getting to know each other. So it is a bit bizarre that she puts herself in this situation and then proceeds to not converse.
She obviously imagines it's going to go down very different.
Right.
Like, maybe it's coming from a place of, you know, she's being smart, first time meeting a Tinder date.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Come and meet me and my mate. I'm not meeting you alone. Fair enough.
Yeah, come to a public place.
Absolutely. Yeah. I support that. But it's the fact that she's not telling you
what
is about to happen. And then it's not like you're like, oh, well, I'll get out. I'll leave you two to it. She's like, no, stay.
Because generally that would be the case. Like, if it was like a, you know, spontaneous meet, it's like, oh, I'll leave you two to it. Yeah. Like, you come and meet him, I'll leave you two to
have
it.
Have fun, guys.
Call
me later, Susan.
Yeah, and it's just like,
bye.
You know, bye. You know? So it's a bit bizarre from her.
It's a weird move. Yeah,
maybe it's flattering. Maybe she does want your approval of them.
Yes.
I'm assuming. I think she might be coming from a place of love.
Yeah.
But it's like, I want you to meet my best friend.
I mean, maybe she's quite like nervous about dating and wants you there as kind of a safety blanket.
I'm thinking maybe, and she's obviously clearly nervous.
She's obviously very nervous because she can't string a sentence together.
So imagine it was just her and Brian. She'd be freaking out.
But maybe actually you being there is making her more nervous than she realizes. You know, maybe if actually just a one-on-one might be better for her.
Yeah, because I reckon I'd be if I was sat there with Sophia and there was a guy I've maybe been talking to online for a couple of weeks and I thought he was super sexy.
That's pressure.
And
I was super
nervous to meet him, and Sophia sat there watching me interact with a guy, I'd be so embarrassed. I'd be so embarrassed.
There's just eyes on me. I wouldn't like that.
And then I'd feel like Sophia was watching everything I was saying and doing, and all my little, you know, when you're getting all awkward. And like, I think it's almost better to not have Susan be sat on a table far away so she can observe.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Observe the date. Maybe that's the way you need to go forward. That say, look, if you want me to be, you know, in close proximity to these dates and these guys you're meeting, I can be a spy in the back.
Absolutely. Fly on the wall.
But don't put me on the fucking table with
Don't put me on the front line with you two.
Don't put me on the fucking front line with the awkwardness. I've had enough of it. Right? Because, babe, I'm going to be honest with you. You aren't saying a fucking thing.
And it's awkward.
And I think
definitely approach this from a place of love and care.
I think she's just a nervous dater.
I agree.
And she's just wanting you there. And it's just coming across a bit awkward
in the wrong
and weird,
way.
I think.
Approach it with love. Be like, you know, how's
the
dating going? Like, how was that guy that we met the other week?
Weird that she's getting angry about
It is.
It's like, well, what do you want me to sit here mute? And you're sat there mute.
He's mute.
And then he's going to be mute.
But it's not, the guy doesn't even know that he's coming to meet me and my mate. The guy thinks he's just coming to meet me.
Because that's super chill if he knew everyone knew. Jessica's going to be there.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot. I really want you to meet her.
Yeah.
You know, that's super chill, babes.
I think just like bring it up in conversation, like, how's the dating going? Like, any more dates planned? Like,
next time. Don't fucking
BT dubs.
Don't have it me under the impression we're going to the fucking cinema.
Right.
And then Ben shows up.
We're getting popcorn for three.
Right. And then you're expecting me to pay on top of all of that. Fuck.
But she has mentioned it before. That's what she's saying. Do I say it again? But.
Oh, God. I don't know. I mean, maybe you're going to have to make a bold statement. Maybe the next time it happens and Brian walks up. Sarah,
whoa, fuck?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Again, Sarah? Just just make a bold and she's gonna
not another one.
Not again. Like, whoa, who the fuck is this? I thought this was meant to be our friend date. Make a scene. And then Brian stood there make just frozen. I mean, yeah, I didn't know your mate was going to be here. And all of a sudden, all the heat's on her. And she can't take it.
And it's a volcano.
Right?
It's an eruption.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's how you've got to react. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Sarah, you've got to be joking.
You've got to be joking me. Again, you've got to be joking me.
Make a scene.
Make a scene.
You're not got not left she's with got much a lot choice.
Of, look, you've already brought it up, so I do think she's got a lot of balls to do it to you again. So I think the time she does it to you again,
we're kicking off.
Kick off. Say something in the moment, right? Because obviously it's not going.
Because it's not sinking in, is it?
No.
We like to the boy. Like, do you want to be here with me and her?
Right.
Did you know I was going to be here?
Yeah. Did you know I was going to be here? No, what? Sarah. What the fuck, man? You're embarrassing us all here.
I'm leaving.
Jeez.
Have a nice day.
And she's like,
oh. Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay. No, this is an issue and a half. Totally in love with my best friend's ex-fling. Fuck, you've got yourself into a pickle with this one. Now, there's 7 billion people on this planet. Why are you falling in love with your best friend's ex-fling? Very just irresponsible.
It's not necessary, is
control
it?
Your feelings, girls.
Can't help who you love,
but you can't help it. God, the heart wants what it wants.
There's zero so I'm there with
you. Let's get you through this. You're gonna be together in the end, right? I only hope to get some honest feedback from you.
Okay, because we're not gonna sugarcoat it then. If
I value
for that.
Your opinion, we're not gonna sugarcoat right. this. We're gonna give you the honest truth. Honest truth. Right.
So, tough love, baby. Tough love.
Tough love, you know.
It's coming in thick and fast.
Yeah, the truth comes from the people
who love you the most.
Exactly, babes. So I live with my best friend of 11 years. We were so close that when I lost her, I felt like I'd lost a part of myself.
Keep reading. She's lost her because she's taken her boyfriend.
Okay. Sorry.
I think.
I am dating a guy for a year now and we are so in love. He treats me with respect and kindness and always goes out of his way for me. I've never been in a serious relationship like this before and I feel so lucky to have someone like him in my life.
Great.
Unfortunately. Oh, okay. The best friend's not dead. It's all right. Unfortunately, at the expense of having him in my life, I have lost my best friend. The guy in question
could have started with that.
Could have started with that. Could have led with your best friend had died and you were dating her ex. Don't scare me like that again. Right. The guy in question, let's call him Brian, first met my friend, let's call her Sarah, on Hinge. Hinge is a great place.
Right.
They met up and were attracted to each other.
So that was a bit of foreshadowing, that was.
Right.
Not friends anymore. Met this guy.
Right.
This guy was actually, ba-bing, the ex.
So this is the story of her best friend and Brian.
Yes.
So they met up, they were attracted to each other and started to get to know each other to see if they were compatible.
Okay.
They fought all the time. Sarah would tell me all the horrible things Brian would do to her and how he would treat her. Oh God, this is getting a bit messy.
Wow. Yeah, Brian's an angel to you from what you've just said.
This is, I don't know how you can go from being told bad things about Brian when he's with you.
Then falling for Brian.
But I suppose we'll unpack the story. At this point, I don't know Brian at all.
Okay.
Knowing girl talk, obviously we trash talked him in our circle and told Sarah to not waste her time.
Of course.
They only met 3 times and, well, just made out. Okay, so they'd only been on like 3 dates. They were never in a relationship and neither did they have deep feelings for each other. Oh, so okay. He treated her that badly in the first 3 dates.
How did that happen?
How does such a thing...
Maybe it was a lot of like an online relationship.
Yeah, maybe.
This could have been lockdown times, you know.
Yeah, so eventually they stopped speaking and blocked each other on every social media platform.
Okay.
Needless to say, it ended very badly. Fuck. All right.
Ended very badly. I've only met you 3 times. How have we got here?
I know. Skip a few months. Brian occasionally came to my gym and I would see him and tell Sarah what happened too. I've seen Sophia's ex in the gym before.
Oh, yeah, she has.
God. So I can relate to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Part of the story. Brian ended up sending me a message on Facebook. So he slid into my DMs. Asking to chat and meet up. Since we know each other from the gym and he thinks I'm quite beautiful.
I think you're quite beautiful.
Okay. That I don't... does Brian know, obviously, who you're friends with? He must do.
I'm assuming
he's not stupid.
So, yeah.
So I'm not liking this behaviour from Brian. He's clearly here to spite Sarah.
Right.
I'm assuming. That'd be my first thought.
But these guys are happy and loving a relationship by now.
Well,
remember,
I know.
We're telling
but
the story
I'm, but
here.
The initial moves is bizarre. But I appreciate the heart wants what it wants. Obviously, he thinks you're beautiful. He's going to go for it. So she went ahead and met up with him. Obviously, they're in love now.
Okay. All
the
right.
date was amazing.
Wow.
And I felt so consumed by Brian as he made me so, so happy. Full stop. We started dating. Full stop.
Okay, so let's just set the scene here so we can all keep up. Let's say I've matched with a guy on
right,
Hinge.
Picture this. Me and Sophia are single Pringles. Okay.
We've been friends for 11 years.
Yeah.
We've been friends for more than that, yeah. But it's not a competition.
We beat you, but it's not a competition. Don't worry about it.
So let's say I've got on Hinge. I've matched with a guy. We've been talking, chatting, blah, blah, blah.
Seems lovely.
See, treating me a bit dodgy, but, you know, we've gone on 3 dates.
For some reason, you're arguing and it ends
bad. For some
bad.
Reason, we're arguing.
And you've blocked each other every form of social media.
It was intense. It was quick.
Obviously,
and it was a lot of emotions.
It was a passionate love. It was a passionate lust.
Look, I think to hate, you've also got to love.
Yeah, exactly.
So there was passion there.
And then Sophia says to me, he's a twat. I'm like, he's a fucking twat.
Chintia goes to the gym. I've fucking seen him at the gym.
He looked at me.
And then he messages Chintz to say, you're very beautiful. I'd love to hang out.
And I'm like, fuck.
And she fucking
and
goes.
And I fucking go. Oh, that's...
You were brave to go on that date. I'll give you that.
Me too. I'd like to know. Yeah. So she decided to go without telling Sarah.
You didn't tell Sarah.
No, I've just gone back.
You've not told me that you went on that
Look,
date.
Look, he asked me out on a
shit.
Date. Oh, okay. So so she'd see him at the gym and they'd have little conversations. Sorry,
right.
I feel like I've skipped out a whole part.
Let's read this again. Let's recap, guys. Let's recap.
Right. Sorry, I skipped out a whole part of the story.
Oh, God. Let's go back, guys.
Right, so look.
Recap.
So Brian occasionally would come to my gym and I would see him and tell Sarah what happened too. Brian then slid into my DMs asking to chat and meet up since we know each other from the gym and he thinks I'm quite beautiful. I felt extremely guilty and ended up telling Sarah about this.
Oh.
I could see she was hurt. So I responded saying I can't get to know him because Sarah's my best friend.
Okay.
Right. This. Okay.
Okay.
How did I miss this
that
out?
That was key information to you that you skipped there.
But I kept seeing Brian at the gym.
Oh.
And here and there, we would have a little conversation and got along quite well. He asked me out on a date and I decided to go without telling Sarah.
Okay.
The date was amazing. I felt so consumed by Brian and he made me so happy we started dating.
You started dating?
Yeah. However... I couldn't keep hiding our relationship from her as I felt extremely guilty even just looking at her. So I told her that I'm seeing him. Fuck.
Okay, good. I'm glad you told her.
Me too,
sure.
Being open and honest. She completely lost it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Told me that
Shock.
Of all
Who
people...
Who saw that come in, hey?
I didn't. And told me that I, of all people, should know how he treated her and shouldn't be seeing him.
I couldn't help but argue
and say that I got to know him independently of our friendship. And ended up falling for him. Fast track to present time. I have lost my friendship with Sarah and we hardly talk, but we are amicable. Sometimes I can't help but feel guilty, like I was wrong for getting into this relationship, like I'm not a loyal friend and I'm a horrible person.
Oh, God.
But then I start to remind myself that if they were never in a relationship to begin with, nor did they know each other for that long, should I be feeling guilty for this, or should I just be happy with the love of my life? Kind regards.
I mean, to put it bluntly, I think off the bat, it was a shady thing.
Well,
to go on the date, because you knew yourself, like, I went on the date in secret, didn't tell Sarah. You knew what you were doing.
And also,
no one's judging, but like, you knew, like, yeah, you did go for your friend's essentially ex.
And you so did you can't tell Sarah that he messaged you, and she said that hurts me,
yes.
Makes me uncomfortable. Please don't meet up with him. And you're right. Like, okay. And then you proceeded. Look, went behind her
it
back.
It happens. You had a connection with this guy. You were falling for him. You can't help
exactly.
that.
But you were disloyal to your best friend. And I think you're probably never going to get back to where you were because
right.
it was, you know, complete disregard of her feelings and just girl code in general. You just don't go for people's exes. That's just
right.
Even if it was a girl, like even if it was a girl I'd met a couple times and say her ex had messaged me, I'd still be feeling some type of way about that.
Some type of way.
So the fact that you went there with your best friend's ex,
who's also been like venting to you
right, and
about
she, and
how he was true. Yes,
she
like,
clearly went through it with this
they're
guy.
Obviously, I know from your point, they were never in an official relationship. It was a brief moment in time, but it was obviously intense for
obviously.
The feelings to be so.
Because if you're arguing, there's you care.
There's feeling, right?
Sure, you care about something, right? So
I think, look,
I'm happy for you. Look,
you're in a happy relationship.
I'm happy for you.
Let's focus on that.
Maybe this was your love story, okay? Maybe yours and Sarah's friendship was only meant to last the 11 years, and then that was it. She served her purpose for that time.
Maybe
now I hope this love lasts. You know,
and it was worth
a lifetime, and it was worth it. Because if it doesn't, then you're going to be in the shitter, and right, and that's going to be really shit. Because
yeah.
then you're going to be thinking, was it a mistake? Was Brian even, you know, telling the truth? Was he even being, you know?
I mean, the thing is, and like a good quote to live by is about like regrets and looking back and stuff. Is like, you can't regret anything because at the time it's what you wanted
exactly.
to do. And at the time you saw him at the gym, you had that connection, you fancied him,
exactly.
you thought, I want to go on that date, I'm going to say yes. You got dressed up, you went on that date, you're excited,
yeah.
you sat there, you had that conversation, you were like, I want to see this guy again. Like
right.
that was, at the time, that is what you wanted to do.
Right.
And
your intuitions and your gut were telling you, let's go on the date.
Let's do it.
I want to date this guy, I want to get to know him. And look, your first thought wasn't Sarah.
It wasn't.
You know? So just trust that you
so
made the right.
So stick with that.
Yeah, look, you're happy, you're in love, you're saying it's the love of your life, fantastic. I think just
focus
at least
on
you
that.
Can be amicable with Sarah. Just know that you're probably never gonna get back to where you were,
because you know yourself, like if that happened, like imagine if you and
in
Brian
reverse.
Now broke up and then Sarah goes back there and she's like, well, like, it was mine first.
Then you'd be feeling that same kind of pain.
You know, obviously you and Brian have had a more significant relationship than those two had. But you know, like you can put yourself in the other person's shoes and be like, yeah, I'd be pissed off at me as well.
Yeah.
So
I think it's just one of those
focus
things.
Focus on your relationship. Look, we all make mistakes. Hopefully this wasn't a mistake and this is the love of your life and it's all going to be great.
Right.
But you live and you learn, you know, like these things happen.
Right.
These things really do happen.
It's obviously just a part of your story, a part of your, you know, and I hope you get married and have loads of babies and Brian treats you nicer than he treated Sarah. You know, God, I wonder how he treated Sarah.
I know.
After three dates. Bizarre. I'd love to know the deets.
Unless it was a bit more than three dates.
Yeah. So it's like, was he sleeping with other people? Like, what was he doing? Was he at
I don't know.
I don't
we
know.
Need more info.
Because obviously he wasn't just seeing Sarah. He would have been seeing other girls probably.
Well, you're saying, your question was, should I be feeling guilty for this? I think you know it's a grey area.
And also,
you know you've kind of got here in the wrong way.
I think, look, you're here now. You just need to forgive yourself for hurting Sarah and just kind of move on in your relationship. I think. Just put it, you know, stop dwelling
on it. Put it behind
you.
Past is the past.
Stop even thinking about Sarah. Like, look, she's probably over it. She's obviously just hurt you. She probably doesn't even care that it was about Brian. Mm. It was defo more just, it was just your... disregard of her feelings because she did say don't go there and you went there. That's just why she's upset at you.
Yeah.
So I think, and she's probably over it. She's probably thought, you know, whatever, Sarah's just not in
my
life anymore.
Let's focus on the good, you know. Yeah. Let's focus on your relationship.
Don't dwell, I think, because then it might reflect badly on your relationship. You might start
because it's like past can't be changed. What's done is
done. Exactly. I think
what's done is done.
Look, Sarah's pissed off. She's probably never going to forgive you.
So be it.
That's probably it. Mm. Unless she's gonna
be
super forgiving and want to talk to you and make amends in the future. I think that's her decision
that's her
to be made,
now,
right?
But here's to a happy relationship.
No, honestly,
hopefully.
Look, honestly, that could have been a movie. It was fantastic.
Okay, this is a big one. It's a bit of a situation, but we're gonna go for it. So,
let's do it.
Past drama resurfacing. Please help.
Here we go.
Stick with us, guys. 26 years old. Okay. And for a few years, up until I was about 18, 19, I'd been seeing this boy. We'll call him Jack. We were never official, but he used to tell me he loved me and all that other shit.
Okay.
Anyway, he went on a lad's holiday and met another girl.
Let's call her Ellie. Ellie?
And continued seeing me and Ellie at the same time. We're basically lying to the both of us. After spending an entire weekend with him, I found out the following week that he was in an official relationship with Ellie.
Fuck this. And they
were boyfriend and girlfriend.
Fuck this.
I was heartbroken and continued seeing him like a twat for a while, but then I decided I deserved better and took myself out of the equation.
What in the world is he thinking?
It gets more complex.
Fuck.
Over the years, two of my best friends... let's call them Anna and Natalie.
Fucking hell, all these names. Ellie, Anna, Natalie, Jack. All names I've never said before.
Were in relationships of their own. And their boyfriends were best friends with Jack.
Fuck. Of course.
This meant that Anna and Natalie were becoming good friends with Ellie. Of course.
Shit.
Because we're all the three girlfriends of the three mates.
Shit.
Anna and Natalie started leaving me out of things and not inviting me to gatherings, etc., because they didn't want to make things awkward.
Because fucking Ellie was going
to
be
Ellie,
there.
Even though I was supposed to be their closest friend and I would never have caused any drama, Jack was the one who did us both wrong, not her, and I've moved on.
This is so shit.
If they ever did invite me out and she was there, she would go mad about me being there and would scream about them inviting me.
Ellie, fuck me, relax.
This really bugged me because these were my friends and this is my hometown. She isn't even from here. Oof. She's moved here and took it upon herself to dictate where I could and couldn't go and who I could and couldn't spend time with. Anyway, I never felt like my friends put me first, so I no longer speak to Natalie and Anna, and their relationship with Ellie and Jack is one of the main reasons.
Yeah.
Losing these friendships was really difficult, but not having to be in these situations with Jack and Ellie anymore has been a real positive, and it would give me massive
100%,
anxiety.
Yeah.
So,
fuck.
Moving on to our current situation.
Shit.
My longest friend, let's call her Chloe.
Chloe, you bitch.
Who I've known since I was 3 years old,
right,
is getting married next year.
Lovely, good for
and
you, Chloe.
And she has asked me to be her bridesmaid.
Lovely. I'm glad you've got other friends than just Anna and Natalie.
However, she still speaks to Natalie occasionally. Here and recently, Natalie has asked her on a couple of days out with Ellie and some other girls.
What is with this story?
Oh, these girls just following you around, aren't they? You can't break free.
Well, they really don't want to see you happy and having a nice time, that's for sure.
So Chloe mentioned that she is thinking of inviting Ellie to her hen do. God, so you got yourself out of the situation.
Where is the loyalty to you? I'm really disappointed in your friends. Why would you invite Ellie? You don't even know her.
Because Chloe's friends with Natalie.
Right.
And Natalie is a friend of Chloe, obviously.
But where does Chloe's loyalties lie? You're her oldest friend.
So from the age of 3 years
old.
Does
she not know the anxiety that Ellie was causing you, you
during
know,
this whole turmoil? Right. You've already lost Anna and Natalie.
Right. So we're going to lose Chloe as well.
And your boyfriend, Jack.
Fuck.
But Jack's a twat. Jack's it's not about him.
Jack...
is a twat.
Jack has completely manipulated Ellie as well too.
And Jack is going to do the same thing to Ellie that he did
100%.
To you. So
it's not going to last long.
They literally aren't even friends and have maybe crossed paths a handful of times. I expressed how anxious this makes me feel she knows of all the issues that Ellie has caused me in the past.
Right.
But she didn't really comment any further, so I didn't get the impression that she really cared about how this would make me feel.
Right, that means she's invited Ellie and she's on
her way. If it were the other way around and she was my bridesmaid, I would never invite someone who has caused her so much upset and relationship breakdowns over the years when they're not even actual friends in the first place.
Oh my God, typical.
God, this Jack and Ellie situation has really caused a lot of damage in your life.
If this was... You know what's so sad is because you didn't cause any of this and this was completely out of your hands, and I think that must be completely heartbreaking. You know, because it's not like you're Ellie. You literally were dating a guy and now you got yourself into this situation where
you've lost three...
Right.
Basically three
you've
friends.
You've done nothing and you've literally lost all your mates.
You were just a girlfriend.
And now your other mate is now becoming mates with Ellie. And it's like, what in the world?
It's like Ellie's just taken your place.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like this. It's like that was what she was put on this earth to do. Mm. Yeah.
I honestly hate this toxic situation and feeling as though my feelings are being disregarded. That's exactly the word.
That's exactly it.
But also, it's not my wedding, and unfortunately, my friends are entitled to speak to people who I don't get on with.
I
feel like cutting everyone out of my life who has anything to do with the negative or toxic influences. But this is this really realistic? Please help.
Honestly, I think
I'm so sorry that you're in this situation because of this shit boy. You've ended up essentially losing three friends.
You know, he's having a great time. He's watching
fine.
This unfold because of him. Mm. He's loving having that power over Ellie, screaming and shouting when you're showing up and you're being, you know, disregarded out of the group.
Mm.
You know, he's caused all of this and he knows, and he's just sat back being,
But also, like, karma's a thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Karma's a bitch. And I think...
this will come back around.
And I think you shouldn't have to settle for having this kind of toxicity in your life.
Mm.
Listen, your friends are clearly not true friends. They've not been loyal to you.
They haven't.
They've disregarded you. You know, Natalie and... what's her name? Natalie and Anna.
Anna,
you fuck... yeah, we don't like that behaviour. Mm. Oh, your phone just fell down the crack. And then Chloe as well now getting involved in this too. A total disregard for you and your feelings.
And the situation that you've gone
through.
And
it's just, they're being a bit selfish.
Mm.
And I think it's not unreasonable to be like, do you know what? Fuck this. I'm exiting this. Look, if you guys aren't going to value my friendship and me as a person, I'm just going to remove myself from the situation. I'll never see you and you again.
Mm. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are the weakest link.
Yeah, goodbye.
But because I can see from like... Anna and Natalie's point of view, Ellie is their boyfriend's best friend's girlfriend. Like, they're going to be socializing, hanging out, kind of associated, like...
by default.
Yeah.
It's just like, look, okay, it's one of my boyfriend's best friend's girlfriend. I'm going to have to see this girl.
They're just, like, guilty by association. Like, they kind of got to hang out. They're going to have to see her every now and again, like, whatever. But they didn't need to take it...
they could have handled it...
it could have been handled differently. Like, and the fact that Chloe, you've got no reason to be friends with Ellie. You don't.
That's what...
Your boyfriend's not her friend, blah, 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 blah. Like, she's a friend of a friend to you.
You're
she's
only
a friend
inviting
of a friend.
Ellie because of Natalie.
Right.
And Anna, maybe.
Right.
And you know how she's treating me. You're not saying... you know, when I'm bringing it up, you're not saying anything.
You're choosing a friend of a friend compared
who's treating
your
me like
friend
shit.
Of 3 years... since you were 3 years old.
Also, is Ellie all right? Because...
Ellie doesn't give a fuck.
Jack made Ellie his girlfriend while he was still with you that weekend.
But obviously, Jack...
Ellie's very insecure about you and your influence on her relationship, 100%.
Yeah, and I also think that Ellie's probably been told a different story by Jack,
obviously.
Being like, oh, she's my ex. I dumped her ages ago. Like,
she's hanging around. Yeah.
She's been told a different side of this.
When really you broke up with him because he wants to be with a guy like that. No, right. Or Ellie, apparently.
Ellie does.
Fuck.
Fucking hell, Ellie.
So, look.
But Ellie's in the, I feel like Ellie's in the dark a bit
also,
as well.
Also, yes. But I think it's a very messy situation. But Anna and Natalie could have
They've
let me down because this could have really been handled
differently.
It could have been like, listen, Ellie, we value you. We get you with Jack.
But welcome also, to the group.
Welcome to the group. Welcome. Take a seat. You know, let's all have fun. Mm. But also, my mate Sarah here.
Was she, Jack's girlfriend when you came along.
Yeah, and she's been our best friend for a long while now. Longer than we've known you, Ellie, babe.
Right.
So, I'd appreciate it when we bring her out with the whole group. Don't be screaming and shouting.
Right.
All right. Focus on your relationship. Look, Ellie's not interested in Jack anymore. I'm going to be honest, she broke up with him. Don't know what Jack's told you, but she broke up with him because he was seeing you both at the same time. And
don't know if you knew that, Ellie.
Don't know if you knew that, Ellie. But, and it could have been handled in a way where we could have all gone out. You know, they purposefully left you out of things so that Ellie could go. And I think there was room for everyone in that space. There was no need to leave out good friends and you know
it's but hard when everyone's emotions it's all moving.
Listen,
it is a difficult situation.
Their boyfriends
to be
were involved
in, sure.
They got caught up in it. Listen, they had each other and they also had a new girl to get to know. They obviously clearly weren't thinking about you and your feelings and it's just got to this situation where look, the only person you can trust and rely on is yourself. You know what I mean? In this situation even Chloe, you know, do
Chloe,
not
come on Chloe.
Listen, but also does Chloe mean she's gonna be bringing in bad vibes to her hen do? You know, nothing might kick off because I think everyone would respect Chloe and this is her hen do, but there's going to be this sort of underlying tension and awkwardness running through the whole group because everyone's going to know what's gone on. Does she really want that energy at her hen do?
Apparently so.
Apparently so. I just don't get it.
Invites have gone out, RSVP.
Yeah, I know. I just
the
don't
thing
get it.
Is, like, you have to prioritize your own happiness and you've sacrificed a lot already
for
your happiness.
You've really tried.
And this girl's literally, this situation is like haunting you, I feel like. So, I mean, if it were me, can we move to a new city? Can we start again?
Like, I mean, minus Sophia's stance is just always remove yourself from the
situation.
From the bad vibes.
But then you
the
might
toxic.
Be thinking like, I can't let this situation win. Like, these are my friends. Why should I have to give them up? Which I totally see. I think... I think Anna and Natalie have kind of like long gone by the sounds of things.
But
I think Chloe, I think you could talk to her and be like, look, like I'm
talk to
like,
her one more
this
time.
Situation is like
crippling.
Ruining
yeah.
like every good thing that I've got in my life. Like I was seeing a guy, he cheats on me, becomes like he's with another girlfriend. She then takes my two best friends. Now you want to get to know her. Like, can you see what this is doing to me?
That's what you could have said.
And be like, look, this is your wedding, of course. Like, I'm your bridesmaid. Like, she's a friend. Like, please, can we not? She's literally haunting my life.
Can we please not bring this person back?
Like,
into
literally
the situation?
Be like, Chloe, you're the only person that I've got left. Yeah. I've had to, like, sacrifice so many things. Like, can you just show me some loyalty?
So
and
if
just
Chloe
not
doesn't
invite
get it,
Ellie, for God's sake, you don't even
for
know
God's
Ellie.
For God's sake,
you don't even know
for
Ellie.
For God's sake,
you don't even know Ellie.
So
it's weird.
If Chloe doesn't get this after one more conversation of candid and honesty, she's just like Anna and Natalie, and we're gonna have to.
What is it about Ellie? She got like magic powers or something.
Is she fucking like hypnotizing everyone with her eyes or something?
I mean, obviously the point is like this was Jack's fault.
Yep.
It's not Ellie's fault.
No.
Like, I don't like when you blame the females in the like the
Jack's
the one.
That's why I'm saying Jack sat back happy as Larry.
Yeah.
You know.
Obviously, Ellie's screaming at you and shouting at you. That's totally on her and that's not okay. But obviously, Jack has caused this.
I
mean, two options. You either, you speak to Chloe and hopefully she
Chloe
sorts
again.
It. If not, you either get the girls and be like, look, can we just all remind ourselves that this was Jack's problem? Ellie?
Yeah,
we've had our fallouts because emotions have been high, but I'm over the situation. I don't want to be with him anymore.
2 years ago,
didn't want to be with him for a long time. You two are happy, you know, girls, best mates, like blah blah blah. Like, can we just put this shit situation behind us and start
all
again?
Just focus on
like
Chloe's
why are we
day
all being
day?
Why are we all being punished
for Jack's
shit behavior? You know, maybe the girls could gang together. I don't know if that's realistic, but you could try.
You could listen. If Chloe, after a conversation, you've got two, right? Say Chloe's like, look, I'm still going to invite Ellie, whatever, right? Okay.
Then
so
it's time
it's
for a big
either,
girl chat.
It's either, fuck this.
I'm
out of here. Sorry, babe. I can't come, blah, blah, blah. Or it's like, right, I'm going to get onto Instagram. Gonna add everyone into a fucking group chat. Ellie, Natalie, Anna, Chloe. Chloe can be there too.
Yeah.
And you send a lovely message in. Listen, I know we're all gonna see each other at the Hen Do. Can't wait. I'm really excited to celebrate Chloe because she's my long-standing bestie.
This is Chloe's day.
This is Chloe's day, Chloe Ellie. Celebration. I would love to put any history behind us. Look, you're a lovely, I appreciate you, you know, you're a lovely girl.
You know,
girl.
I love my friends, and if they love you, there must be something great about you, you know.
Love, that's a great line. That's a great line from Sophia.
Remember that.
And just approach with kindness and love. Hopefully Ellie, just all Ellie has to do to make the vibes fine, send it another hey, Sarah, so lovely to reach out. You know, I know, yeah, we've had a been through a bit of a shitter in the past.
Can only apologise on my behalf. Only,
you know, oh God, trust me, some of those arguments we've had, they were pretty intense, weren't they? But I'd love to put those...
And this is serious.
No, this is serious. And like, hopefully she honestly just has a mature response so that you can all walk into that Hen Do, you can give her a hug, give her a smile, and just have a nice Hen Do. And nothing will be brought up.
Because it was initially when Ellie was brought into the group, you said from the bat, like, okay.
Yeah.
Like,
you did, you would never brought the drama.
No.
You never brought the drama. You said that from the start. Mm. You know, you were happy to just hang around Ellie and Jack. That's fine. They're together. I don't want to be with Jack. Mm. That's fine. So it's just
not,
a tricky one.
Then get some new friends. You can be friends with us.
You can come and be friends with us. Hopefully you've got some siblings.
Mm-hmm. Other people around.
Listen, you're only 26.
Like, don't
you meet
keep
people.
Putting yourself in toxic situations because it's only making your life
worse. Because
what
was her
worse?
Final question? Like, is this just normal?
Is it worth
like,
it?
Is it, like,
is it realistic to go and find a new group of friends?
Right. And I think, yes. I think so. I think
move to a new city.
I think if a situation is making you sad and not happy and
Absolutely. It's
sucking the life out of you, please do remove yourself from that situation.
No one needs that energy.
No one, no. Because don't force yourself to stay in it just because, oh, I've known these people for 10 years.
No. Because like there's so many chapters to life you could find that life can change so quickly.
So quick.
And you could find that this time next year, you're in a new relationship and there's a whole circle of friends here that you're introduced to, and then there are
who
these
all
people
value
are,
you,
and these people are all in your life, and you've got all these mates. Like life can change very quickly, so and there's always new avenues to make new friends and build connections and meet new people. Right. So don't feel like if I leave this friendship, I'm going to be alone forever.
No.
Like that's just not the case.
There's literally billions of people on the planet.
You've got a few options there.
Yeah,
take them. See how things go, and report back to us, please.
I think it all burns down to how much you value Chloe, really.
Really, yeah.
In this situation. But if she's not valuing you, then fuck her.
Because the thing is, like, when or if Ellie and Jack break up, what happens then? Am I allowed back in now?
Is Anna and Natalie
gonna, Natalie, are you back with me now?
Are you going to be adding me back into the group chat or what?
Right, or are you sticking
gonna be
with Ellie?
Removing Ellie out and adding us two back in.
Right. Who knows?
But the issue with that, you know what the issue's going to stem from that? Natalie and Anna still have their boyfriends are still mates with Jack.
Yeah.
So Jack's going to get a new girlfriend.
Right.
And you're all going to have to hang out.
Go
and
again.
It's going to fucking happen all over again. So. But hopefully they'll learn and grow and they can handle it better next time.
There's
maybe.
Several ways to go about this.
Yeah.
Approach with kindness, I think, is the best thing and put yourself first.
Yeah.
What was the quote we had last week? Don't feel guilty for wanting to be treated right. There's nothing wrong with asking to be treated correctly.
So, don't suffer in a situation that's just shit.
Mm. What for what?
What for what?
What are we here for?
For what are we here for? What am I sat at this Hen Do, you know, miserable for? What?
Right.
For what?
Oh, for fuck. What?
All right,
guys. Thank you for listening.
All right, we're heading on out. We're
deep
exiting.
Breaths.
It's a heat wave today.
It's a heat wave. We've got to get out of here. We've got to get into the sunshine. Thank you very much for listening. I think quote of the episode's got to be the same thing again.
Yeah, absolutely. Sophia said
you're
it.
Doing nothing wrong by asking to be treated right.
Fuck yeah. Okay. And
you tell that
note,
to Chloe, all right? From Sophia and Cinzia.
Yeah. Message to Chloe and to Anna and Natalie.
Absolutely. And Ellie.
And Ellie. Ellie!
That can be the name of the group chat. All right.
Ellie, mature up, babe. Mm.
Grow up.
Look, listen, Jack.
Jack's to blame
here.
Right.
Right.
Email your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Yeah, follow us on Instagram @thegirlsbathroom and on TikTok @thegirlsbathroom, please. Thank you.
Have a great week.
See you next
guys.
Wednesday.
See you next Wednesday. Lots of love. Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.